USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican U.S. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas with strong words for the gunman accused of killing 22 people at a mall in El Paso, Texas on Saturday.
This murderer was a bigoted, hateful, white supremacist terrorist. And I am confident that that state law enforcement, that federal law enforcement, I'm glad the Department of Justice has announced they're going to prosecute him as a terrorist.
That gunman now in custody and said to be answering police questions. President Trump is to visit El Paso later today in the wake of the shootings, though some city officials have demanded that he stay away. He's also to visit Dayton, Ohio, where 9 people were killed in a mass shooting a few hours after the El Paso shootings. The FBI is now also investigating last month's Gilroy, California shootings as domestic terrorism. And this is USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Universal Pictures taking another look at its marketing strategy for a controversial film after the 3 deadly mass shootings in a matter of days. The film The Hunt, a satire about a group of conservative so-called deplorables waking up in a clearing and realizing they're being hunted for sport by elite liberals. SpaceX says last night's launch of a Falcon 9 rocket was flawless. The private space company deploying a satellite system to improve internet connectivity to Africa, the Middle East, and parts of Europe as well. It was the company's 10th launch this year. Drugstore chain Walgreens planning to close 200 of its U.S. stores. Earlier this year, its parent announced it would be shuttering 200 stores in the United Kingdom. The loss of a couple of hundred stores represents about 3% of the 10,000 Walgreens locations in the U.S. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com, and this is USA Radio News.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for 2 MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
President Trump and the GOP are suing the state of California over some recent legislation passed there that requires presidential hopefuls to file tax returns if they want to stand in primaries in the Golden State. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
In 2 lawsuits, the plaintiffs said it was unconstitutional as it added an extra requirement to run for president. President Trump has refused to release his tax returns, saying they're under audit. California is the first state to succeed in passing such a law, though others under Democratic control have tried. This would apply to ballots for primary elections, but not the general election. The state is involved in more than 40 lawsuits against the Trump White House on issues such as environmental regulation and immigration. The lawsuit says the law would directly impede President Trump's chances of gaining the Republican nomination, because California provides 14% of delegates that's needed to win. President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, described the law as an attempt to circumvent the U.S. Constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the Clinton sex scandal's coming to TV as the FX network has revealed its 3rd season of American Crime Story will center on Bill Clinton's presidential scandal with Monica Lewinsky. It's going to be called Impeachment. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.